I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's begun moving troops into eastern Ukraine. This comes after Vladimir Putin officially recognized two breakaway states in the region controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association says since 2014, the Ukrainian military has exchanged artillery fire with the rebels. But over the past few days, he says the violence has increased.
We hear from the churches on both sides that there's been an increased number of shelling, of gunfire. The churches we work with have been taking aid on both sides of this battle line, and they're seeing villages almost indiscriminately that are being shelled.
SGA's been bringing humanitarian aid into this region since 2014. Mock says they've seen the gospel go forward powerfully. Pray this conflict would have a peaceful resolution. And a spiritual freedom ministry focused on United States military expands from Michigan to Georgia. Steve Prince leads Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries.
God just keeps opening doors. A week ago, we did a Zoom call with a colonel who's in charge of finding new approaches within the chaplain corps of the Army, and they're going to study the freedom appointment specific to veterans. We already know it works. This will just be scientific proof to the Army, to the other branches, that freedom in Christ and warriors who are set free indeed.
Based in West Michigan, Warrior Set Free helps veterans from all branches. Last year, the Lord put a bigger vision on leaders' hearts, and they established connections in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.